Welcome back to Dices and Dexes. Last time we played Adrian, Desmond, and Jorah, three trainers from across the world. We're traveling in Johto on Route 35 to reach Violet City to face their first gym challenge when they came across an abandoned Pokemon Ranger station where they made some food and promptly were attacked by some Spinarak and a very unnaturally large Ariados that same night when a woman came wounded stumbling to their door looking for help. After fighting off the Spinarak and tending to the woman's wounds, the next morning, the three trainers discussed what happened with this woman and learned that her name was Marissa Howell, and she was a researcher from the Melon Company in Goldenrod City, who was traveling to Violet City to inspect a prototype that the Melon Company was producing out there. After talking with Eris, she asked if she could accompany the three trainers to Violet City, and with their hearts happy to see she was healthy and willing to protect her along the way after such a gruesome attack the previous night, our three trainers agreed, and from there, after a nice little breakfast that everybody cooked up with some berries and some oats and everything, our trainers left the abandoned Pokemon Ranger station. And at this point, you three have begun traveling east. It is early morning, probably about mid-morning, I would say, actually. You've got about a whole another day's travel through Route 36 before you eventually arrive in Violet City. As you're all packing up and getting set to go, tell me, what's going through your guys' minds? What is the group talking about? Eris has her two Pokeballs on her satchel, one containing Leppa the Phanpie and one containing Sheep Sheep the Flaffy. What are you all doing as you're preparing to head out?
Jorah is going to make sure that Busby's Pokeball is very closed. He does not want that thing opening. He's going to keep Cola out with him.
Adrian has both Silky and Gauntlet out. Gauntlet's messing around, kind of climbing all over Adrian, happy to be back, and has this pot just in her hand. Adrian's confused, but at the same time is like, you know what? What happens, happens. We'll worry about this later. Right now, we finally have a cooking pot.
Desmond, after cleaning up breakfast, is basically just packing his things. I think Zephyr's probably out. Mistral's not right now. Zephyr is just resting on Desmond's head as he packs. On top of the hat right now.
Lovely.
Well, should we hit the road?
Right. The sooner we get to Violet City, the sooner we can get out of these sweaty clothes and have some proper food.
Oui. Yes.
The sooner we can get a gym badge.
I will, or Jorah, rather, will walk over to Eris, as I want to check on her.
She's already got her bag over her shoulder, and she's just kind of been politely waiting for you all. And when you come over to her, she's like, oh, hello.
Hello. I hope we weren't taking too long. You ready to hit the road?
Yep, ready as I'll ever be.
You sure you're able to walk? I don't want to push you too hard, since yesterday was kind of a lot.
I should be good. Whatever you guys ended up mixing up as an antitoxin has been working really well, so I'll be able to keep on, and I'll let you guys know if I need to stop and rest.
Gotcha. Maybe we'll keep a lookout for some fresher Petcha berries, just in case.
That sounds like a good idea, yeah. Thanks for letting me come along again, by the way.
Well, I figured we couldn't rightly leave you out all on your own. Jorah will kind of walk back to the group, motioning Eris over.
Yeah, she'll join.
Are we ready to say goodbye to this ranger station one final time?
Goodbye, ranger station. I will not miss you.
Seconded.
Goodbye, ranger station. As Adrian just waves. It was nice to actually sleep on a... Well, no. Your bed was nice for one night. Maybe not for two.
Eris will join the club, wave goodbye, and she'll third what Jorah said. After you all say goodbye and you continue heading east, you actually have to travel through the forest for a little moment, just on a small path, before you eventually arrive on the well-traveled road that is Route 36. Route 36, as you're traveling along this day, mostly follows rising hilllands, with a forest at the base and a forest at the top, and tall grass covering the slopes of the hills. As you're traveling through that forest at the bottom of the hilllands, Eris is traveling along with you all, and you're taking in the forest. It's much more peaceful now that you're back at the main road. You guys are just traveling along. Who would like to roll our first random encounter?
I will. That is a 17.
As you all begin traveling through Route 36, you're traveling through that forest at the bottom of the hilllands. As you're traveling through this early onset of Route 36, it's very close to the national park, so as you're traveling around, you're actually, along the road, you're seeing bug catchers carrying nets, and occasionally you'll see a camper or so who's maybe taking down a tent from camping the night before, or maybe they're even starting up a fire to get food going here in the early morning. At one point, you're traveling along and you see there is a sign with a little golden jar on it that says honey wanted, as well as a posting board, you know, kind of a notice like you would see on a trail. Things like look out for these Pokemon or here's where you are. One of them is talking about a job posting from a Pokeball producing company down south in Azalea Town that advertises for the collection of green apricorns around Route 36. Seems like they're offering some sort of reward.
You said they were bug catchers, correct?
Yeah.
As the resident bug holder, Jorah is going to walk up to one of these bug catchers and try to get his attention. One that doesn't look like it's about to catch something.
Young guy, maybe mid-teens. Big old metal net behind him. He's got a big old sunbrim hat just blocking the rays off his eyes. And he's just like whistling a tune as he's walking down.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah? What do you want?
Forgive my intrusion, but you're a bug catcher, right? Assuming because of the net.
He gives a big old grin, he's like, yeah! My name's William. What's yours, mate?
The name is Jorah. It's a pleasure to meet you, William, as I'll extend my hand for a handshake.
It's a pleasure to meet ya! What brings you out here, Jorah?
Traveling to Violet City to take on the gym challenge, actually. I'm traveling with those three over there.
He's like, ah, you're going off to face Faulkner. I just came from there myself, but... And he raises a finger to his lips. Can't tell no secrets about the gym to you. Sorry.
That's quite all right. I was actually going to ask you something else.
Ah, well, what's that?
I have a bit of a problem with a bug Pokemon of mine. I was wondering if you could share some advice?
Ah, well, let's see the bugger.
That's not a good idea.
Ah, come on, it's fine.
I'm probably curious. Desmond will walk over now.
Yeah, I'll walk over as well.
Would it change your mind to know that it is a Beedrill?
Ah, I love those guys. Ain't nothing wrong with a bug with a temper.
You know what? I'm gonna trust this guy. I'm going to, maybe against my better judgment.
If you want to make an insight check, you can.
What the... As you start to reach for your Pokeball, I'm like, whoa, what are you, what's going on here?
Jorah is going to hold out Buzzbee's Pokeball, still shaking a little bit, both from Buzzbee and just nerves. Well, he's rather feisty, you see. I caught him when I found him attacking a picnic, and he hasn't exactly forgiven me yet. I was wondering if you knew any way to maybe calm them down, get them to... attack me a little less.
So William, immediately as you're describing this, he's like kicking his head back like, I know exactly what the problem is here. You see, if he caught it while it was attacking some campers, first off, those campers probably did something to, tick your little bug off. So perhaps you took it out of its territory. Perhaps those campers had irritated it somehow. Perhaps it simply got confused. Maybe it woke up in a different spot after a fight with a different Pokemon. I don't know what the situation is. You don't know what the situation is, but I'd recommend take your time. Show the it doesn't have to be so aggressive around you. It doesn't need to feel so defensive. That's often with Beedrill. They're not so feisty because they're angry. They're feisty because they're protecting something. So I try to figure out what it's trying to protect, or if it maybe lost something that it was trying to protect. And also honey. It really likes honey.
I will try to stock up then. That's actually a very good piece of advice. Thank you. Yeah. Is there anything I should be looking out for, or things I should avoid doing?
Maybe let Busby just fly around. Not, you know, it's a bee drill. It wants to move. It wants to go flitzing about through the trees. Let it enjoy being in the wild a little more, and then maybe it'll get more used to being around you.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually. I don't know how I didn't put that one together.
Of course. Jorah, right?
Yes.
Well, if you wanted to learn anything else, I'd suggest, the name's escaping me, but there's some place out in Violet City where they're trying to help trainers learn more about their Pokemon. I'd suggest you probably look into it. So that'd maybe be a good place to start.
I'll try to see if I can find what that is. Thank you very much, William. You've been a great help. I might let Busby out while we're traveling, if it's not too much of a hassle. I'll reach my hand out for another handshake.
Yeah, he's gonna... and big ol' wet slap onto your hand.
That's disgusting.
You need to meet people where they are, Desmond.
William will look at Desmond absolutely accosted and offended and be like, pardon you, but that's how we do it down in Azalea Town.
That is fine. Have a good day. And he's gonna awkwardly walk away. The direction we were headed, but, you know.
Don't mind him. He has a fairy-type Pokemon, so you can see that he's a little apprehensive.
Well, all good, I guess. No harm, no foul. Roll with the punches and everything. That's another good thing to do with a Beedrill. Try to roll with the punches. Don't escalate its anger.
Jorah thinking back to the fury attack on Dosido. Yes. Roll with the punches. Thank you very much, William. I hope to run into you again.
Yeah, of course. And he takes his, like, hands and he flicks them off the top of his head towards you all as he starts heading down the other way. Starting his little whistle and tune again.
This place is very popular with bug catchers.
Desmond, you had walked away from the group a little earlier. Mm-hmm. Not too far ahead, but, you know, you're traveling down the road a little bit, waiting for your pals to catch up, and when you kind of get maybe about 50 feet ahead, you're kind of looking around, and then Zephyr, who's sitting atop your head, is going to peck you at the top of your head and pull your attention towards the left off the side of Route 36. We're sitting on a rock that happens to be catching the sunlight in all its glory. Is a small reptilian Pokemon with black and yellow coloring on its scales, with frills extended out towards the sun like a big sunflower, just absorbing sunlight almost like some sort of plant, except it's a reptile.
It's a Helioptile! Zephyr! Good eye! I'm just gonna try and get a little closer. I want to take a look at this thing. I think it's neat.
Okay. You'll have to step into kind of more of the foliage, so go ahead and make a stealth check as you're trying to get closer to this thing.
Jorah.
And to Jorah and Adrian, you may join at any moment. Desmond is not too far up ahead.
17 stealth check.
All right. Jorah and Adrian, you see your friend has up ahead. He has shifted into the foliage and is disappearing from your view. When you eventually catch up to where he was, you look and see the same sight, a black and yellow reptile with frills absorbing sunlight.
Oh, Jorah, that's an electric type Pokemon over there, as I pointed out. It's a Helioptile.
It's interesting that I would see one this far out.
Well, we caught Mistral at the PAWC. It makes sense. I'm going to recall Silky and Gauntlet to their Pokeballs.
Well, Desmond, you're the one who found it. Do you want this one?
We'll jump back to Desmond at this point if you guys want. Desmond, while Jorah and Adrian are talking amongst themselves, taking in what you have already seen, you have approached quite quietly towards this Helioptile. How close do you want to get?
Yeah, I'm going to... jeez. I'm assuming it's awake and not sleeping in the sun?
It's not sleeping, but it is basking and its eyes are closed because staring at the sun would blind it.
Okay, so I'm going to take out dried bug, maybe grasshopper, I don't know. But a bug. And I'm going to have it in my hand, forward, and slowly, I'm going to be very gentle, not make any sudden moves. I'm just going to do a little clicking just to make myself known. I'm trying not to jump scare this thing.
Yeah,
just making myself known and approaching very slowly with a bug in my hand.
Make a Pokemon handling check.
Nat 20 for a 24.
Oh, okay. That's very high. The Helioptile, as you're extending this insect, is going to turn its attention away from the sun towards your hand, and if you will allow it, it will approach and begin nibbling on the bugs in your hand.
Yeah, of course.
And it's just looking at you. It's got two very big eyes and two very floppy ears.
That's so cute. I'm gonna basically signal Zephyr with a few little whistles to go get the others to see it eat out of my hand. So Zephyr's gonna come and try and get you.
Oh, hey, Zephyr. You're pulling me that way? Oh, okay. As Adrian's gonna walk into the woods.
Can never stay simple around here. And Jorah's going to walk into the woods.
Eris is just gonna stay on the road and say, I'll be here waiting for you guys. Just so we don't get lost.
Yell if you need anything.
When I hear them approaching through the brush, move slowly. I don't want you to scare it. And you see it eating out of my hand.
Wow. I didn't realize they were this friendly.
As these two strangers approach from out of the woods, the Helioptile thinks you're a natural 20. Doesn't bat an eye. He's like, oh, cool, more friends. And he like starts looking at the other two of you expectantly.
I want to scratch Helioptile behind the ear.
It does not let you do that. Its frills go up as you try to approach its ears.
I'm going to give the others a bug or two.
I'm going to hand bug to Jorah.
I got two bugs.
Yeah. I'll say, Jorah, come here. Get closer.
Jorah walks up and kneels down next to Desmond in front of this Helioptile.
I have the bugs in my left hand that it's eating out of. I'm going to basically guide Jorah's hand closer to the Helioptile. And I'm going to slowly bring it in and put the bugs in Jorah's hand. And then I'm going to like stay close enough that it probably doesn't care, hopefully. And I'm going to back away and let it get out of Jorah's hand.
Performing a transfer?
No, yeah, basically.
Jorah, make that Pokemon handling check with advantage since you've been helping him.
Well, let's do it. How does a 21 sound?
A 21 sounds good. The Helioptile will also eat out of your hand.
Jorah is going to just let it eat out of his hand for a little bit. I don't want to spook it. I'm going to turn to Desmond and Adrian and just say, well, I think we should take this with us.
Oui. I was hoping you could try.
Well, hopefully I don't scare it too badly. I also would need to think of a name for it, but that can come in a second. Jorah is going to pull out a basic Pokeball and just say, I think you're going to fit very well with me. And I'm just going to bonk him on the head with it, very lightly.
Go ahead and make a Pokemon handling check as the laser consumes the Helioptile and zips it into the ball, and it begins to shake in your hand.
18.
One shake, two shake, three shake, ding! You have caught yourself a Helioptile, Jorah!
Jorah breathes a sigh of relief and just says, Wonderful. I'll have to come up with a name for you.
Oh, that couldn't have gone better. I'm so glad that worked out.
Well, now the question becomes, which Pokemon do I send back?
Yeah, your three Pokeballs, Cola, Buzzby, and now Helioptile, begin to shake.
You were just talking about giving Buzzby freedom, and now you caught another electric type.
That's the thing. I'm like, do I send Cola back and lose the starter, or do I send Buzzby back and basically go back on my word? You know what? We're going to send Cola back.
Whoa!
I'll just say a small thing of, don't worry, you'll be back out soon. Just rest for a little bit. I think Cola's earned a bit of rest. The last few days have been stressful for him.
That's understandable.
Shall we carry on?
Yes. Because I would like to walk out.
Let's tell Eris about our new friend.
Yes! Oh my gosh.
And as you say that, you guys arrive back on the road where Eris is just kind of excitedly clutching the strap of her bag. And it's like, I saw it from here at the road. Congratulations! Helioptile need a lot of rest. They love their sun time, so make sure he gets plenty, okay?
I will do. By the way, and Jorah's going to kind of get a little sheepish. I'm not sure if this is a good idea, but I would like to let Buzzby out while we're traveling at some point. I understand that he's rather unpredictable, but I think if he's used to us, then he might not be as aggressive.
That's fine with me. I let my Pokemon.
That's very understandable. Desmond says, just like, well, sort of strained.
I think in the long run, this is going to help us more. Let's put a bit more distance down the road before that, however. I need to come up with a name for my Helioptile.
You do indeed. So you're all continuing down the road, right?
Yeah, while we're continuing down the road, I want to tap Desmond's shoulder. There were mention of those apricots. Do you want to help me look for some while we travel, just see if we can spot some on the side of the road?
I'll keep an eye out.
If you guys want to make survival checks while you're traveling along to see if you can collect any green apricorns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a 9.
Good. 16.
Adrian, you're having the worst luck. You are, you know, you're from the mountains where not many apricorn trees grow, so you're not too familiar with them. Desmond, you're not from Johto, where apricorn trees are most common. However,
Yeah. You
are an outdoorsman. You are rather quick on your feet, even amongst thick foliage, and so you are very easily, like, able to jump off the road for a second, go running to a tree, grabbing what you can, and then coming back. And so I'm going to say, go ahead, roll 2d4 for me. That is how many green apricorns you will collect.
4 total.
4 green apricorns. Go ahead and mark that down. And eventually your guys' search will become basically impossible as the forest here at the bottom of the hillands of Route 36 gives way to those rising hills covered in grass as here the path begins heading uphill. You are now at an incline traveling through tall grass. As you are traveling around here, there are a few hikers, and every once in a while you'll spot a gentleman or a woman in purple robes sitting and focusing intently at objects on the ground. It seems that in the peace and quiet of this hillside, people are trying to practice something.
Can I make a religion check on what they're trying to practice?
Yeah, make a religion check.
At 18.
Adrian, you have not met any psychics yourself. However, it is very common, you are aware, through visits from Elite Four member Will, he visits Claire as a gym leader, you are aware that psychics exist, and that therefore psychics need to practice their abilities, and often a quiet hillside, like the one you are on, is a ideal space, especially with the hustle and bustle of cities nowadays.
Does there seem to be one that's just now setting up, or maybe leaving?
Not really, no. You would have to interrupt one if you wanted to interact with them.
I want to go up to a hiker then, one that may be passing by.
Friendly guy, maybe late 20s, early 30s, kind of dark tan skin, and it's like, hey, hi!
Hello, I'm Adrian.
My name's Corey. What can I help out with?
I was just wondering what kind of Pokemon could be found in the area.
Oh, I don't know. I just like walking around seeing the landscape. It's nice to take a break from the hustle and bustle of Ecruteak up north. But I do think there's some Diglett roaming around. I think some kid was looking for help finding a burrow of them or something. I don't know. You'd have to ask around.
Do you know anyone who might be looking for a Pokemon battle in the area?
Oh, I'd be willing to battle you. What kind of Pokemon you got?
Well, but let me show you as I throw up Silky and Gauntlet's Pokeballs. This is Silky and Gauntlet.
Oh, are you looking for a double battle?
We could do a single battle, one-on-one. Or we could do a 2v2.
Up to you. I've got two Pokemon, you've got two Pokemon. Just be careful. If you faint, you better have a revive.
That is very true. On second thought, I think I'll hold off for now. We just started our walk today, and it would be a shame if my Pokemon fainted on our way to Violet City.
Yeah, all right. Well, I live out in Ecruteak. If you find me out there, we can always have a battle then.
All right. I'd like to give a handshake to him.
Yeah, and he's got these big, massive hands that just envelop yours. This man's probably 2 feet taller than you.
A lad. Absolute unit.
I'm gonna recall Silky and Gauntlet.
Well, I'm gonna get going, but have a good day, Adrian.
And he kind of waves goodbye.
See you in Ecruteak!
See you in Ecruteak.
So, not that that wasn't riveting, but is anyone here feeling bold enough to go and talk with those psychics? They look pretty in-depth.
Wherever they practice, must be loud, so they come out here and to meditate.
Well, as much as I would like to talk to them, I'm not sure we should interrupt. Jor's gonna turn to Eris. What do you think?
I'm not much of a believer in the supernatural myself, in regards to psychic powers and whatnot, I mean. I don't know about people being able to move things with their minds, I mean. And she's kind of like got a very embarrassed smile as she's explaining this.
Well, maybe there are some things we can't pick up on a CT scan?
Depends on what you're scanning.
I don't know, but maybe it's something that just can't be picked up.
She kind of raises an eyebrow. Anyways, regardless of all of that, if they don't want to be disturbed, I'm a fan of not disturbing them.
I as well, I can understand the importance of meditation.
Well, yes, that's a very good point. Now let's carry on.
One of the psychics pokes their eye open and just clears his throat.
Jorah will actively jump and go, huh.
And Desmond just goes, oh, sorry.
Desmond, it would be a better idea if you just whispered.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a good idea. I thought we were leaving.
If we're going to leave, you don't need to announce it. We just need to pack up and go.
Jora grabs one of Desmond's backpack straps and starts pulling him along.
Adrian, roll me a d20.
All right. A 7.
As you guys continue on through Route 36 through these hilllands here with the grass and everything, Desmond, you are being pulled by your backpack straps, and Adrian, you're maybe kind of falling behind in the group, and are any of your Pokemon out, Adrian, right now?
Silky would probably be out. Okay. And if Silky's out, Gauntlet would be as well.
Oh. Make a stealth check for Gauntlet.
Okay. Thank God we got away from then when we did, because Gauntlet would have had a field day.
That's a 13.
What's your passive perception, Adrian?
A 13, so I spot him, I think.
So, as you guys are walking away, Adrian, you're going to notice, wait a minute, Gauntlet's missing. And you're going to look around the tall grass around you, and you're going to notice there is a shape moving, like you're seeing the tall grass bend with a shape moving somewhere, heading back in the direction of the psychics.
Gauntlet, get back here!
It keeps moving.
I want to move to the moving shape.
Yeah, do you go into the tall grass as well?
Yes.
What I want you to do as you're moving towards the shape and you're trying to grab Gauntlet, presumably, go ahead and make an athletics check contested by Gauntlet's athletics.
Yeah, here's the thing. Gauntlet has a better athletics than me. A way better one. That's a 21 for Gauntlet and a 7 for me.
Yeah, you try and you like jump forwards trying to grab Gauntlet, and Gauntlet has already heard that you're coming, and instead what happens is you just end up colliding with the ground, sliding as Gauntlet just stands off to the side in the tall grass, tapping her foot, just kind of chuckling to yourself like and Adrian, because of your sliding, you're still on the ground, belly on the dirt and everything. You kind of crane your head up a little bit, and it's not grass in front of you. It's a small little patch of flowers with an egg at the center.
Oh, wait, can I roll a nature check for, like, patch of flowers? What might have left an egg here?
Make a nature check if you'd like, DC high.
That's a 12.
Adrian, you don't know, but it could be any kind of Pokemon. You do notice that this egg is mostly like a pale green with some darker green splotches on it.
Gauntlet, come over here.
Gauntlet's like,
stick by me.
Fine, whatever.
Could you stick by me, please?
Gauntlet pokes the egg. Poke.
Don't go poking it.
It rocks a little bit.
Like, naturally or because of Gauntlet?
Because of Gauntlet.
Gauntlet, stop playing with that. I want to look around for the Pokemon that may have, like, left this egg.
Make a perception check. As you just kind of stand up over the tall grass and start looking around. Desmond, Jorah, by this point, you've noticed that your friend is not directly behind you.
Where did he go?
Adrian go?
You see his head little poking out of the tall grass.
What?
Oh, no. Adrian. Hold on. Gauntlet was out, wasn't she? Oh no, Jorah's going to start like power walking back.
I will join him.
That is a 13 on my perception check.
Outside of Corey way off in the distance, starting to head towards Route 37, and the psychics way down, kind of closer towards the middle of the hills, you're not seeing many other Pokemon out here in this immediate space of wild grass.
Can I look for tracks in the area?
Make a survival check.
That's a 12.
Again, it's tall grass. You just kind of slid into this. And I mean, it's a small clearing. Like, there is this egg. There is a little ring of flowers around it. And then it's back to tall grass. You're not seeing any footprints or anything that amidst your searching are revealed.
I see him, like, searching through the grass. I'm like, Adrian, what are you doing?
How much trouble is Gauntlet in?
Gauntlet's in no trouble. Gauntlet was running towards the psychics, but we came across this egg on the way here. Gauntlet, stop talking!
Eggs! I pick up the egg.
Gauntlet just jaw drops, the little leaf falls out of her mouth, and she's like, and the face just screams, I was poking that!
I just say, I'm sorry, I got excited. I want to look at it. I'll set it back down. Poke it gently. I just want to admire the egg. I'll let Zephyr out. He can look at it too.
And
Mistral likes flowers. Mistral can come out too.
Mistral very much likes flowers. Instead of just floating around aimlessly, Mistral floats down by the flowers and chills by them.
Yay.
So, Gauntlet found this egg?
More like we accidentally came across it, but that's the gist of it.
Could I try to do a nature check and identify this thing?
You may.
19.
You do not know. It must be a rare species if you do not recognize the pattern.
Oh, that's not normal. I don't know what Pokemon could have laid this egg. I mean, there's a lot of Pokemon in the world, so can't know them all, but I know a lot of them.
I couldn't find any Pokemon tracks that led here, so it might just be on its own. I would hate to leave it out here.
Well, there is also the chance that the Pokemon that laid this egg could fly. Or maybe hover.
That is a very good point.
Jorah's going to stand up from admiring the egg, dust himself off, and say, well, I'm going to go be a little rude, and I'm going to ask one of the psychics what they know. If this truly is an abandoned Pokemon egg, then it's definitely something we should deal with. And Jorah's going to walk over to the group of psychics, just the closest one we can find. I'm only going to ask him, like, two or three questions.
Yeah. You grab one. He's got some shaggy black hair.
Excuse me, sir.
He's kind of keeping his eyes closed.
Apologies. I really do need your help for just a moment.
He opens one eye.
I promise I'll be quick. Have you seen any rare or uncommon Pokemon in the area? We found an egg in the field over there, and we're not quite sure what Pokemon has left it.
Make a persuasion check.
15.
The man closes his eye and points towards his now two closed eyes. But then he holds up a hand like, wait. And then he points to the top of his forehead. Which there's nothing there, it's just a forehead. And then, Jorah, I need you to make an intelligence saving throw.
He's going to brain beam me.
He's gonna try. You've never experienced this before.
That's 19. Crazy.
Something tries to enter your mind and you push it away.
Okay, sorry. And I'll walk away. I'm going to walk up to the group, which I'm assuming is including Eris as well.
Yes, Eris is here.
All right, two things. Number one, we don't know what Pokemon could have left this egg, nor if it's truly abandoned. Number two, I turn to Eris, humans can definitely use psychic powers.
She's like, I remain unconvinced. But I will say, if there's flowers around this place specifically, perhaps it's some sort of grass type?
We could take it with us and find out when it hatches.
It wouldn't do well to just leave a Pokemon egg standing around. I know predators lurk all corners. She kind of like gets shy thinking about last night.
Though, are we sure this egg is abandoned? We don't even know what species it is.
That is true, but I would feel guilty knowing that there was a possibility we left something out here to die before it could be born.
I agree.
Desmond, if you want to take it with you, be my guest, but you'll be responsible for it.
Oui, I will take care of the egg. I've taken care of eggs with my father's help many times. I think I can do this.
And once we get to Violet City, we've got to have the species identified.
That's true. How big is the Pokemon egg?
It's about half the size of your chest. It's a pretty sizable Pokemon egg.
Okay.
A basketball and a half.
Okay.
It's a pretty big egg. Then again, it's Pokemon.
Eris will recommend, and as will Jorah, as you both rolled very high on your nature checks, both of you would recommend to Desmond probably acquiring an incubator at some sort of time when that's available, since it will help the egg develop properly.
Very good. Very good idea.
We're only about roughly a day from Violet City. We can keep that thing safe for a day.
Let's move on.
As you all continue back on, traveling up the rising hills covered in grass, eventually you're going to come to the top of the hills, and the tall grass is going to give way to thin forest. It seems like it maybe once was a rather thick forest, but due to a lumbering operation being undergone by SAR Lumber from Violet City, there are many toppled trunks and shaved down trees here on the top of the hills for Route 36. It's probably for every two normal trees, there's at least one cut down trunk. And you can hear, as you go deeper into the forest, the sound of tree harvesters and machinery and the shouts of lumbermen collecting their quota for the day. despite the noise in the industry going on here at the top of Route 36, there are also occasionally small little patches of flowers and bushes of berries along the route with gardeners tending to them.
Majora, speak to one of the gardeners.
Yes, you find a older gentleman. Looks like he's maybe a retired man, very wrinkly face, gray hair, and kind of a handkerchief tied around his head.
Hello there.
Yes. How are you?
Doing quite all right. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing good, enjoying the weather and working with the flowers today.
Pardon me if this is not the right area to ask in. Would you happen to have any Petcha berries available? I'm willing to pay.
I don't have any. I work more with the flowers, but perhaps if you continued on to Violet City, you might be able to find something there.
All right, well, thank you anyways. I figured I'd ask.
I'm sorry, young man.
It's quite all right. It's a very lovely place you have here. As Jorah's going to take a moment to quite literally stop and smell the roses.
Aww. Eris will take cue and also enjoy the roses. Maybe even send out Lepa, who, vacuum cleaner that fan peas are, tries to suck in some of the flowers, and she has to like be like, Lepa, no, you can't do that!
I want to sniff the flowers as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think both my Pokemon are out already, so they're doing their thing. They're sniffing the flowers. Mistral's loving the flowers. Mistral will give one of the flowers a hug.
An idea pops back into Jorah's head. Would you happen to sell any honey, perchance?
I can sell off some honey, yes. Us gardeners have some supply in case there's any errant bugs that would like to devour our stock.
Perfect, that's similar to what I'm dealing with, so I would love to purchase some.
I can spare perhaps a jar or two. They only last about one slathering, but each would be about 300 polka dollars.
I'll drop 600 for two jars.
Okay, there you go. So what I would say for that is you've got two jars of honey. If you want, before you send Busby out in combat, if you want to use one of the jar of honeys, you can get advantage on your command check.
Thank you very much. This will help immensely.
What was your name, boy?
Oh, apologies. My name is Jorah.
He reaches out a really withered hand that's too small for the large gardening glove he has and extends his and says,
My name is Pierre. It's a pleasure to meet you, Jorah.
It's a pleasure to meet you as well, Pierre. This place looks wonderful. I'm sure it's all thanks to you.
Oh, me and the others who help.
And he motions to actually a small little petalil that is kind of hopping along and helping to maintain the flower buds.
The Pokemon love to help when they can.
What's their name?
Poppy. My wife named her all those years ago.
That's adorable. I love the name.
Thank you. She's a sweet one.
And you see the little petalil also has, like, if a flower could get wrinkles, it's got some little crow's nests around its eyes.
Mistral's gonna go give Poppy a hug.
Oh, it almost looks like Poppy's wrinkles disappear.
Oh my gosh.
Not actually, but it looks like it just because it's a hug. It's so cute.
Gosh, I love it.
Oh, Mistral, you're just precious. Desmond puts his hands over his eyes like he's having cuteness aggression.
As a note, as you all are in interacting with Pierre and Poppy here, that sound of machinery is ever present in the air. It's not as peaceful as it was down on the hill.
Doesn't the machine ever get to you?
What?
Doesn't the machinery ever get to you?
Oh, the machinery! I barely hear it half the time.
Though, and he kind of squints his eyes down at Poppy, and Poppy looks off to the other side of the you know, to the direction where the noise from the machines is coming from. And make an insight check.
Gladly. 18.
Yeah, as you're seeing Poppy look off towards the other end of Route 36 here at the top of the hills where the machinery noise is coming from, the little joy from Mistral's hug goes away as she looks off to that direction, and she goes quite sad.
Aww.
Sorry, Poppy.
It's official. We need to murder the lumberjacks.
We're gonna become environmental activists.
I wish I could do something.
Yes, well, those men at the lumber company have been taking what the grass-type Pokemon believe might be more than their fair share of the forest, but that's why I'm over here helping with the bushes and the flowers and the honey, hoping to lighten the load and the impact a little bit. Even if I can't stop them from cutting the trees down, I can help in other ways.
When did this all start?
Oh, years and years ago, back when Sar Lumber really began to grow. They make so much furniture and they help with so much architecture that they're practically one of the largest companies here in the region just off that alone.
What if we want to go talk to this lumber company?
Oh, you could try. Their foreman, Jennings, is often around, but if he's not here today, he's probably out at the office in Violet City, tending to whatever deals and business they attend to out for the company.
Well, I think we should try and catch him in Violet City.
I agree. If they're taking more than what they should, then it needs to stop. We already have enough problems.
You sound like those people out at the ruins, raising a fuss about what the company is doing. I don't think it's Saw Lumber, but they're raising a fuss about some sort of company digging over at the ruins of Alf, too. I don't know beyond that.
We'll have to check that out, too. That's a historical site. If they're digging there, they could collapse the entire thing.
Or just ruin future generations' chance to learn.
I don't know why they're digging. If you're wishing to get involved, that might be a place to start.
Thank you, I appreciate it. It was nice talking to you.
Of course.
Nice to meet you, Pierre. Hi, my name is Desmond.
Ah, Desmond, pleasure to meet you too.
And he extends the same spindly arm with the very oversized gardener glove to you.
And I shake it, and with my other hand, I'll gesture towards Mistral. Mistral is mine.
Oh, she's a lovely flabebe. Haven't seen much of those since I left Kalos all those years ago.
I was wondering about your name. I thought you might be Kalosian.
Ah, yes. Way when in my youth. And then I traveled and met my wife here in Johto.
A lovely story.
You've mentioned her before. Could we meet her?
Oh, she's long gone by now. Poppy was her last little gift to me.
Oh, Jorah kind of clears his throat. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring up old memories.
He'll place his glove on your arm consolingly and be like,
"Don't worry, young man, you couldn't have known. And besides, I'm happy to have her memories."
Actually, here. I want to take out one of those mini cakes that Kayla gave us.
Yes.
And I want to give Pierre one. And just say, "Here. For your generosity, for helping us out, letting us take a load off, and as an apology."
Make a persuasion check with advantage.
All right. 18.
Pierre will gladly take the cake and with his squinted eyes will just say,
"Oh, thank you, thank you. This is very sweet of you. You said you're all heading to Violet City, is that correct?"
Yes.
Do you have a place to stay while you're there?
As a matter of fact, no.
Oh.
Not yet, anyways.
If you would like, there's much spare room in my house. It would be nice to have some guests over.
You don't often get visits from Spinarak in the middle of the night, do you?
No. No. Poppy makes sure that everything is right and orderly in the house.
Well, then you're already going to be much, much better than the last place we stayed at.
I'm honored.
Alright, the laughing. If this turns into a murder mystery. How late in the day is it, actually? It's probably a good point.
Mid to late afternoon. You're getting to the tail end of Route 36.
Gotcha. We could probably make it to Violet City.
You should be able to make to Violet City by the end of the day if you keep on moving on.
As wonderful as that offer is, if we keep our current pace, we should be able to make it to Violet City by the end of the day. Though, I will not forget your kindness.
Very well.
Thank you. Adrian is going to give a bow. My name is Adrian. I forgot to introduce myself.
Pleasure to meet you, Adrian. All seem like lovely men and women.
And he kind of gives a little head nod towards Eris, she's been kind of shy, kind of keeping to herself. She's kind of feeling a little sick still, but she just kind of shyly waves and says, "Hi, I'm Eris. Thank you for doing what you do with the gardens and the flowers and bushes."
"It was very nice to meet you, Pierre."
"Goodbye."
And he kind of waves slowly.
"Goodbye. Au revoir."
"Au revoir."
Once we're done dealing with that lumber company, we'll come back.
Since it's getting late in the day for him as well, he'll start going off a side road down toward wherever his house may be here along Route 36.
Sweet.
Awesome.
We will keep on moving.
As nice as that was, we should keep an eye out for that lumber company. And if we have a chance, we should check out the ruins of Alf. I don't like what's happening.
We'll likely have to check it out later if we want to get to Violet City today.
Yes. Once we're done with the gym challenge there, those should be our first two stops.
Desmond, go ahead and make me a d20 roll for, let's see what this random encounter is.
Okay. Nat 1.
Natural 1. As you all are traveling along, as the afternoon begins to lengthen, leaving Pierre's little garden area, you end up still in that thin/thick part of the forest. An acorn hits your head, Desmond. Like a little
pow. Yeah. I just got hit in the head with an acorn. Do I see the acorn?
Yeah, it's down on the ground, right next to your feet.
Where did it come from?
There, somewhere. Something dropped or something threw it at me, I'm not sure.
Jorah's gonna look up.
Jorah, as you look up, I need you to make a dex save.
I'm going to get hit in the eyes with an acorn. 7.
You do, in fact, get hit in the head with an acorn.
Ah! Ow!
Zephyr, would you be willing to go search for what is throwing acorns at us?
Could I bond with Zephyr before he looks, that way I can also get a look in the sky with him.
That's a good idea. Zephyr?
Adrian, as you go to put your hands onto Zephyr, I need you to make a dex save.
21.
Adrian, you're about to get hit in the head too, but you kind of see it coming and you duck just in time, missing the acorn entirely. If you want to make a perception check, Adrian, because you managed to dodge, go ahead.
I will be making that perception check. That's a dirty 20.
You see, coming from atop a few branches, not on a tree directly next to the road, but a few trees into the forest, not a Pokemon, not even a shape, just a purpley aura. And you even hear a little...
I want to get closer and I want to make a nature check.
You just want to get closer and...
I want to get closer, like, taking cover behind trees to not get hit, and I want to see what's throwing acorns at us, just seeing it's this, like, purpley thing.
Okay, yeah. As you kind of tactically Mission Impossible style dun dun dun. I'm gonna stop before we get copyrighted. Back against the trees, super agent style, trying to get closer. Go ahead, make a perception check as you're trying to see this thing as it's not even throwing acorns at you anymore.
It's another 21 on perception.
Again, it's just kind of a hazy, purpley gas that occasionally you can see. Whatever this is, as you're getting closer, you're seeing it's actually moving its position.
Closer or away from me?
Trying to keep equidistant, but trying to trip you up.
I point out the purple blob. Everybody, I think it's a... maybe a ghastly? I don't know.
Desmond, Jorah, you don't see this thing.
I don't see it.
It's over there.
Since he's pointing in the direction, if you want to make a perception check, you may.
I'll make that perception check. That is a 21.
There's a faint purpley something there, but it's barely visible.
Weird.
How open is this area?
It's forest. I mean, there's some trunks that are cut down. Other than that, it is still trees and all that.
Jorah's going to try to find cover from whatever this thing is, and I'm just going to yell, whatever it is, it doesn't really like us.
Make a dex save, Jorah, as you try and grab cover. It's going to throw an acorn at you.
12.
Yeah, an acorn's going to hit you. Just lands into your hat, so it cushions kind of the hit. Just to be clear, like, they're not dealing damage, it's just annoying.
Just really irritating.
Even Eris has to start dodging.
We can't have it keep throwing acorns at us the rest of the way.
We can barely even see it.
Yes.
I have an idea to draw it out. It might start a battle, though.
So be it.
Okay. I'm sending out Gauntlet up into the tree branches.
Okay.
Gauntlet, use taunt on that purple mist over there.
Yeah, Gauntlet's gonna do taunt and is gonna, like, use her finger to pull her eye down and stick out a tongue and just go, na 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 na. At this, whatever this mist is, what do I have to roll for the target?
It is a wisdom save.
Oh, that's a 3. So enraged, the faint, faint purple mist does fully materialize, and you see a purple gas with a black center with a pair of very creepy white eyes glaring. And I want Gauntlet to roll initiative, or I want all of you to roll initiative.
Yeah. Zephyr's out.
It's buzzing time.
Since it's the first round of combat, what would you like to do, Jorah?
Gonna pull out a Pokeball, look at it, it buzzes in my hand. Well, no time like the present. I choose you, Busby, as I send out Busby.
The Pokeball explodes open as the very energetic form of Busby emerges.
I'll pop open a jar of honey. Busby! Busby, use String Shot! As I will hold up the jar of honey as incentive for him to behave.
Yeah, so at the end of combat, he will definitely devour that whole jar of honey. Make your command check with advantage. D20 plus 2 now.
17.
17 is more than enough to pass the DC 13. I have to roll a dex save, correct?
Yes, DC 13 dex save.
9.
That is a failure. He is grappled.
Yeah, the string shot envelops this ball of gas somehow, and it makes it harder to move around. Anything else, Jorah, as Busby is obeying you?
Good job. And pass my turn, because I don't think Jorah can actually do anything else.
Okay. Adrian!
Gauntlet's going to take the dodge action, because right now, only Gauntlet can be targeted.
Desmond!
Desmond is going to look at this ball of gas and say, if it's a ghost we're dealing with, Zephyr, use Payback!
Ooh!
Zephyr's going to fly towards the Zagastly if he can make it there.
He can, yes.
Sweet, and he's going to use Payback. That is a dirty 20.
Hits. Roll damage.
Okay, and that's going to be just double the dice, right?
Double the dice, yep.
And that is 12 dark-type damage from Zephyr.
This thing is looking rough.
And I still have my action as Desmond, right?
You do indeed.
I reach into my bag, and a Pokeball shines in my hand. Go, Pokeball! Because it can float.
I did not think about that. Go ahead and make a Pokemon handling check.
5.
It doesn't even shake once. It immediately poof, breaks as the Pokemon is released. Anything else, Desmond?
Guys, don't knock him out. I want to try again.
Try my best.
It is this Pokemon's turn, and it has to attack Gauntlet. I need Gauntlet to make a wisdom saving throw. We're going to say DC 12 on this one.
That is a 6.
Gauntlet is put to sleep.
Oh, hypnosis! No.
Yeah, as this gaseous Pokemon spins rapidly, like barrel rolling repeatedly, so that its two white eyes become a swirl that just lulls Gauntlet into sleep. That is its action. It is still grappled, so it can't do much else, thanks to String Shot. Yeah, so Gastly has put Gauntlet to sleep. That's one turn down on the taunt. Jora, you are up, as is Busby, who is obeying you.
We're going to try to String Shot again. So it needs another dex save, DC 13.
It failed.
All right, it is restrained.
Yes. Two layers of String Shot on this Pokemon.
And Jora do anything, realistically?
If you want, you could move around, you could use an item, you could improv in action. You could, one thing I do allow is if you want to use your action to do a medicine check to try and gauge health, you may do that as well.
You know what, yeah. Let me do a medicine check on this ghastly Pokemon in order to see how healthy it is. That sounds like something I could do that's not useless.
Go ahead and make a medicine check.
14.
14, you know it's definitely below 50%. You're not sure by how much.
Try it again. It might work this time. As I will pass my turn.
Adrian, you going to do anything now that Gauntlet's asleep?
Yes, I want to take out the pot from my bag and I want to start banging it. Gauntlet, wake up!
Okay. If you want to make a strength check, Adrian, DC 20 to have an effect on waking Gauntlet up.
No, that's fair. That's valid. That's only an 11.
This isn't going to affect Gauntlet. However, go ahead, have Gauntlet make a constitution saving throw at the end of her turn.
Of course. 18.
Gauntlet, at the end of her turn, will wake up.
Okay. I'm cool with that.
Yeah. So, for you all and for the viewers, when a Pokemon is put asleep in our game, they are incapacitated, and at the end of their turn, they make a constitution saving throw DC 12 to wake up at the end of their turn. That is how it is right now. Okay. That might change in the future, depending on how useful or useless sleep ends up being. Cool.
Okay. Cool.
Yep.
All right, all of that said, Adrian, that's your turn. Desmond.
So, I'm going to say, with my bonus action, Zephyr, do something cool! And he's going to basically do a circle around the ball of string, basically, at this point.
Uh-huh.
And then do like a fly up and do a little spin while he does so. And can I cool tricks myself?
I would say that's not usually the intention. That might be something that can happen further on, but certainly not right now.
Sounds good. I will just cool tricks Adrian then. That was just for fun. I'm going to throw another Pokeball. Go Pokeball!
All right. Go ahead, make a Pokemon handling check. I know what the DC is here. What did you get?
Plus 10.
The Pokeball connects with the gas. It zoops it along with all of the string shot into the laser, lands onto the tree branch, shakes once, shakes twice, shakes three times, and then breaks free.
No.
Right at the end, you almost had it.
So close.
That is your action, Desmond. And Zephyr has done a cool trick. Is Zephyr going to do anything as an action?
Zephyr is going to agility.
Yeah, Zephyr grows mighty fast.
Yeah. And has advantage on dex save. I guess that's my turn.
Ghastly's turn. Let's see. There was... What is the save to escape the string shot, Jorah? Ghastly is going to attempt it.
It is a DC 13. It says dex save for the attack, but I think strength saves since it's already wrapped.
I would be treated as athletics or acrobatics since... No, what did I have the spinner X do?
You had us do athletics.
I did? That. Okay, we'll do athletics for this one.
Yeah.
Which means since it's restrained, it technically has disadvantage. That is a 3. So, yeah, Ghastly is still stuck. That is its action as it's trying to flee but can't because of Jorah. Speaking of Jorah.
Jorah's going to call out to Desmond. Do you have any Pokeballs?
I have one more.
I want to try something that isn't String Shot, and I'm confident in this because it's poison damage, so it shouldn't kill, realistically. All right, Busby, waken him up. Use Poison Sting.
Roll to attack with advantage because it's restrained.
Okay, that might be dead. One of those is a natural 20.
One of those is a natural 20. So, double the damage die to 2d4. And we're going to cut whatever damage you roll in half.
Okay, so it's there's also plus 3, plus 2. Does that get doubled or just the dice?
Just the dice.
So 2d4 plus 5. And then whatever this is in half?
Yep.
So 11 damage in total, however you want to round.
That would be 5. We always round down. On top of the 12 that Zephyr already did?
I think I did 11.
Let's see, what did you get? You did 12. As a Busby, energetic that he always is, lets out a wildly powerful poison sting onto this Ghastly. It is unfortunately going to needle him just enough through the string shot to cause the Ghastly to faint.
No!
Jorah's gonna look away.
Get that buck back in its Pokeball right now!
Well, hold on. Busby, I'm going to hold up the thing of honey. This is yours.
Busby snatches it from you, flies up to a branch, and just starts schmucking on the thing. He's very happy as he buzzes.
Gauntlet, come down here. As Gauntlet fireman's pulls down the tree and kind of lands on my shoulder. Good job getting its attention. You did well.
Good job, Gauntlet. As I'm on my knees in front of this Ghastly that's fainted and wasn't mine, but I'm grieving it now.
Yep, swirls in its eyes.
Jorah just kind of, sorry.
It was dead anyway.
Well, on the bright side, it's not going to mess with anyone on the road, right?
I can't even carry him with me because it's intangible.
Yeah, you try to pick it up and your hand just passes through it.
Well, I think we've learned a valuable lesson, and it's that I should not make plans.
We had a good start. I mean, with Taunt and the string shot. Actually, now that I think about it, Gauntlet and Busby would make a great tag team.
Yes. Speaking of... Busby, are you finished up there? Okay, a few more minutes.
Desmond's just poking the intangible body of the Ghastly repeatedly with his one remaining Pokeball. To no avail.
I want to go up to Desmond and get on my knees and kind of pat him on the back. We can't have them all, but maybe we'll find another on the road.
Them all up until this point.
Yeah, Neon really does have the worst luck when it comes to this campaign.
Well, You have the egg? That will eventually hatch.
I do have the egg. I hug the egg.
You hug the egg very tenderly.
Okay. Let's make our way now.
Yes, let's make our way.
I gather the acorns and pile them next to Ghastly so that he can have them when he wakes up.
Oh, that's actually so cute! Make a retroactive Pokemon handling check. If you roll high enough.
Oh gosh, it's a 12.
Okay, Desmond does that.
Well then, okay. We should probably get going. We still have some ways.
LZ, we continue.
Okay.
We continue with a broken heart.
As you all continue on through Route 36, going into the final stretch, at this point, you're maybe just a mile or two out from Violet City, and here, you're not hearing the machinery of the tree harvesters anymore. You're not seeing any lumbermen around. You're not as close to Pierre's Gardens and the pleasantries there either. Instead, you're mainly traveling around kind of a clearing. Eventually, you're going to come across a fork in the road. There's a sign. One points eastward that says Violet City. Another points south towards a mountain in the distance. A sign that says Route 35 and the Ruins of Alph. It's two signs. We're at this fork in the road. Which direction would you like to take?
East we go.
The Violet City.
As you continue on towards Violet City, it's getting into the early evening at this point. There are some kids exploring the wilderness, the clearing near here in Violet City, the outskirts of the woods. While you're roaming along, someone roll me a d20 check for the final encounter of the day.
I shall... 3!
Like I said, there's the road, there's a clearing nearby, and then eventually there's the outskirts of the woods. Close to where some of these young girls and boys are hanging out, vibing after school, you hear a shout as there is a blast into one of the trees, just a poof, as some of the bark goes flying off and the lasses and youngsters kind of yelp from surprise. And you see floating over the grass of the clearing is a pink floating creature. Almost looks like it has a dress, but it's kind of got almost water balloon-esque head that's just charging up, and then a blast of water launches towards a tree and is going to connect and cause some of the bark to blast off. The lasses and youngsters are just startled by the sudden sound of the bark exploding. It's not attacking the lasses and youngsters.
I want to make my way over there.
You approach, and a lass and a youngster are both like, "Ah!" And the girl's like, "Oh my gosh!
Are you all okay?"
"Yeah, but what is that thing? Why is it attacking the trees and causing them to blow up?"
"Let me take a look. I might know what it is." I want to make a nature check to identify what Pokemon.
Make a nature check with advantage because of Blackthorn Gym watches.
18.
That, my friend, first off, do you as Pix have a guess as to what it is?
It's a Frillish.
It is a Frillish, yes. A Pokemon native to the distant Unova region, this Frillish seems to be practicing water type attacks on these trees for whatever purpose you do not know. But it is doing it kind of close to these lasses and youngsters.
I want to make my way over to it. "Excuse me, Frillish. Over here, you're blasting your water close to where people are. Do you think you could blast your water in a different direction, please?"
As you call out to this Frillish and try to get its attention, make a persuasion check.
Understood.
Yes, sorry, not Pokemon handling here.
No, that's fine. It's a 14 still.
The Frillish, this pink floating wraith, its head swivels towards you and it's scowling at you.
Something tells me it's about to battle me.
Nope, it's just scary looking.
Mistral thinks it's pretty.
In fact, if you wanted a numerical value, it's about a 15 on an intimidation check.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to, I look towards Desmond and Jorah. I didn't mean to, hurt you or anything like that.
Well, we've got to stop it somehow, right?
Mistral, you trailblaze!
Go ahead, let's roll some initiative again.
I wanted to lure it away!
I'm definitely going to send out Helioptile.
Yeah, you send out Helioptile. Do you have a nickname yet?
I do, in fact. Well, time to earn your keep. Baskerville, I choose you!
Yeah, you send out Baskerville the Helioptile. Who is everybody sending out? We've got Baskerville, Adrian, Desmond. Who are you guys sending out?
Gauntlet!
Mistral! Use Trailblaze!
Alright. As you all send out a bunch of Pokemon and give this command, this Frillish is furious and is going to immediately fire off a Bubble Beam. Desmond, you sending out Mistral started this whole thing. She's going to make a Bubble Beam attack towards Mistral. Does a 15 hit Mistral?
Yes, it does.
That is gonna be 8 water type damage. Sorry, no, with stab. 9 water type damage to Mistral as a massive beam of bubbles boom blasts into your little flower Pokemon.
Oh, she hurt.
And this Frillish just once again is glaring at all of you. Jorah.
Well, Baskerville is gonna run up and let out a thunderous Thunder Shock. I'm using Thunder Shock.
Go ahead, roll the hit, plus 3.
Does a 16 hit this Frillish?
16 does hit, so since it's super effective, double your dice.
9 electric type damage.
9 electric type damage, okay. Booyah. Decent shock to this Frillish.
Crazy idea. Could I make either investigation or Pokemon handling or maybe insight to try to figure out a potential, I guess, weakness of Frillish? Not in terms of typing, but in terms of, hey, maybe it can't turn very fast.
I'll say investigation check for that. Investigation.
All right.
As you're studying this thing while it is battling you all.
14, how we feel.
Frillish is angry. You're not sure why, but you might be able to use that to your advantage.
I think I could see why it's angry right now, actually. There's a small flower-shaped reason why it might be a little mad.
Speaking of that flower-shaped reason, unless you want us to do anything, Jorah.
Nope, pass my turn.
Desmond, you're up!
Okay, well, following my command from earlier, Mistral is going to use Trailblaze on this Frillish. Rolling to attack. That is a 7 from Mistral.
The 7 is going to miss as the Frillish is just going to float above the attack.
Yeah, and I'm worried for her. I'm going to swap Mistral out for Zephyr. Mistral, come back! Zephyr, I choose you.
Yeah, so since you're swapping out, that is going to be your trainer action. Zephyr's not going to get an action this turn.
That makes total sense.
Adrian!
Gauntlet, use taunt!
This is a wisdom save?
Correct. DC 10.
Natural 1, baby!
It's taunted!
It is
for
taunted.
3 rounds.
Okay. Sounds good. Top of the round is Frillish. Frillish, taunted, is very upset by this, is going to blast a Bubble Beam off towards Gauntlet. Does a 12 hit?
No.
The Bubble Beam's gonna miss as Gauntlet's rolling through the tall grass. That is Frillish's turn. Jorah, you are up.
Second verse, same as the first. Try to hit him with Thunder Shock. We in there. That's a 6.
6 misses! The Thundershock goes wild as Baskerville, maybe not much of a battler before this, and Frillish is very clearly experienced in some way.
I have a dumb idea that I haven't thought through nearly enough for this. Jorah's gonna run out, and I'm going to try to get its attention by yelling at it. You couldn't hit the broadside of a slacking!
Okay, go ahead and make an intimidation check.
Alright. I got a fat plus zero to this. Let's do this. That's a five.
Seems like this Frillish is more upset about the literal taunt effect it is being affected by.
You know yeah. what? That's so real.
Maybe just a little real.
I pass.
Cool. Desmond!
Zephyr, use peck!
Okay, roll to attack. As three people are ganging up on one Pokemon.
Yep, 14 to hit.
14 hits, roll damage.
Hey. Okay, 5 plus 3, 8.
Decent shot at this Frillish.
Pass.
Cool. Adrian, it's your turn.
All right. Gauntlet, go climb and hide in the branches.
Anything else, Adrian?
Gauntlet's taking the dodge action. Other than that, that's all.
Then, in that case, Bubble Beam at disadvantage against Gauntlet as this Frillish is going to float as close to, not quite melee range with Gauntlet, but closer because you're pulling aggro. So fun fact, one of them was a natural 20.
This is why we dodge.
And the other was a natural 20.
You're kidding. Yeah.
Yeah, that's disadvantage.
Yeah.
No, that's... I mean, you know okay. what? You know what?
So fun fact, one die was a 2. The other okay. die was a 2.
Oh, okay, cool.
That is 7 water type damage to Gauntlet.
Okay, gotcha.
Gauntlet's yeah. movement speed is halved for battle.
For the whole battle?
Yep, that's Bubble Beam for you, buddy. Speed drop.
Oh, that is dangerous.
Yeah. Jorah.
Yeah, it's okay. We got Baskerville here. He can definitely hit. We are just going to try to do this again because... we don't have the rest of the sheet to work with.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So, my soul hurts. That's a nat one.
Unfortunately, Baskerville's not a battler, it seems, and his little thunder shot goes wayward. He'll need some training, Jorah.
That's fine. Actually, Cola could probably help him out with that, but he's not here right now.
Indeed.
Jorah is... kinda useless. Can Jorah attempt to communicate with the Frillish? Not to the level that Adrian could, but just like, I just want to know why it's attacking the trees.
Yeah, how do you communicate with it?
Why are you attacking the trees? And I'm going to pat the trees, do like a punch motion, pat the trees again, and then point at the Frillish. This is my borked sign language to try to get answers.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and make a performance check. Since you're throwing check. Sign language into it.
I bet. This is a flat roll. 14.
Frillish seems a little confused by what you're trying to do, and just kind of floats there for a moment, tilting its head. It's not... You did just kind of throw that out there, and somehow you managed to diffuse its aggression for a moment. Desmond, anything you want to do?
Do I want to keep attacking it? While it's floating there confused, Zephyr, use payback.
Kill it.
Desmond has one goal.
This thing's like floating down slowly, kind of confused. It's not even like looking off towards Gauntlet right now. Zephyr comes in with a payback. Roll to attack.
Desmond is letting off steam.
The ghastly. If I can't have ghastly, no one can have anything.
16 to hit for payback.
16 hits. Roll damage. Obviously double the dice.
Boom. 12 dark type damage.
12 dark type damage with another dark aura tackle. The Frillish is knocked out right as it was communing with Jora.
He deserves
it.
Oh! Out of chance.
Jora just kind of looks a little shocked and just, maybe I should stop doing things.
I want to go over to the Frillish, and I want to make sure it's all right after the battle.
It swirls in its eyes. It's going to be fainted for a while.
Second thing, I want to see if there are any injuries that are on it before our battle occurred.
Make a medicine check as you investigate it. I know that sounds like it'd be an investigation check, but...
Oh, that's only a 7.
I think you have cool tricks still.
Oh, I do! I'm gonna use cool tricks! That's 7 turned into a 13.
Zephyr and Baskerville have damaged this thing quite a bit. However, there are signs of a battle before those two inflicted their electric and dark tape damage.
It was training. It got in a battle earlier. It was a scuffle it had. Maybe it was training to get stronger.
It is weird for a Frillish to be this far away from water. Violet City has a couple lakes, but I've not seen anything out here outside of a few small streams.
Call me crazy, but could those groups that are investigating the ruins have something to do with it?
That's up in the mountain. Unless there's a reservoir of water, then we're not going to notice anything. But it's not going to come down from here. Maybe there's a lake nearby and it was pushed out in a territory battle.
Fair.
You all do recall, like there was a lake on Route 35.
There was.
I just can't shake the feeling that those people digging around and the lumber company are connected somehow. Maybe I'm just not getting good enough sleep.
I want to leave wrapped next to this Frillish, one of the Kayla mini cakes.
Okay.
For when it wakes up.
Do a Pokemon handling check for the, future. Just as Desmond did.
That's a 9.
Okay. Yeah, you leave a mini Kayla cake there.
Yeah. Sorry, Frillish. I got caught in the heat of the moment. I know it can't hear me.
I almost was able to communicate with it for a moment, but... That's usually Adrian's thing.
You did well, though. You managed to get its attention. It shunned me away.
Maybe it's just my winning personality.
It's starting to get dark, and we need to get to Violet City.
Yeah. If we move quickly, we might be able to get there soon.
Oui.
As you all continue on, that lass and that youngster who were kind of freaked out by this Frillish are like just awe-wide at you, Desmond. Oh my gosh, your fledgling is like so cool. Oh wow, that thing's so awesome! You like went pow and it went boo and it went pa!
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Zephyr, you did well.
Zephyr chirps proudly. As you guys continue on, Pokemon in hand or Pokemon in ball, eventually you're going to exit out of Route 36, pass through a nature center into the city of Violet. And we're going to end our session there. Congratulations, everybody. You've made it to Violet City.
Finally.
Woo. Oh my goodness. Sorry that went so long. Oh my god.
With the hills of Route 36 behind our trainers, they have adopted a Helioptile and a wayward Pokemon egg. Not all is well, though, as lumbermen appear to struggle to keep balance with the forest's Pokemon. Now in Violet City, what discoveries and hijinks await our trainers?